I have a lot of little nieces and nephews in my family, so at Christmas time, you got to buy them gifts. But kids are not appreciative of your gifts. They judge your gifts. Children do not appreciate the gifts you give them unless it's specifically what they want. I remember when we were kids, I'm sure many of you, you get a gift, you're supposed to at least pretend like you like it. Oh, Slinky. Ooh. Well, let's go find some stairs. Come on. You try giving a kid a Slinky today, they'll tie your ass up with a Slinky. And then go find some stairs. No, please, no. And my little niece is 4 years old. I bought her a Barbie doll. Black Barbie doll with braids. She looked at that doll with disdain. Disall? Plain old Barbie? I wanted the millionaire Barbie. She got all the accessories. Where the Barbie dream house, huh? Where you think she gonna sleep? She ain't sleeping with me. I told her, I said, you know what? This was Millionaire Barbie. But last year, she invested in Enron. All her accessories were repossessed. Now she's the homeless Barbie. That box she came in, that's the Barbie dream house now. Help the homeless and take the doll, you little spoiled bitch. You have to talk to them like that, else they won't respect you, right? Kids do have a bad attitude. Now, I got a nephew, 13 years old, goes to a private prep school, lives in an upper middle class neighborhood, but he wants to be a gangster. He walks around with a do-rag on, but you can tell he doesn't really know about gang culture. Because if he did, he'd know that the color of the do-rag indicates what gang you're in. He had on a brown do-rag. I'm like, what gang are you in? UPS? Drive-by deliveries is what your little badass gonna be doing. Oh, yes, people, you must discipline your children. You must. And none of this timeout crap, please. You white people started this stuff. You need to own up to it. It was a mistake. Admit it. Because you never see black mothers calling timeout. They know better. They know timeout for a badass kid is an opportunity for them to go in the kitchen and get a knife and stab you with it. My best friend is named Cindy. She's white. Yes, some of my best friends are white. It's working out well. She uses timeout, and she actually told me. Experts gave me theories and principles on how to discipline my children. I'm like, my mother helped raise 5 kids. She didn't have to read a book. She had something like timeout. It was called knockout. Huh. Yeah. It was based on the Bertha Hicks principle. See, she theorized that a child would reevaluate his or her negative behavior upon awakening from a state of unconsciousness. I had an old school mom. If you have old school moms, you know one thing to be true. When you're a kid, you do not act up in the supermarket. You see kids today ripping and running, knocking stuff off the shelves, crashing the cart into you. Oh, no, no, no. Remember the good old days, people. Back in the day when you could go to a supermarket and see mothers beating their kids for your entertainment pleasure. Back in the day, yeah. Sometimes there'd be a mother that has so many kids, she'd be spending time beating them, didn't have time to shop. I used to think the supermarket should provide a service for that overworked mother. Have a place where she could leave them badass kids. Let somebody else beat them while she shop. I would have applied for that job instantly. Because I know that would have been my calling. In fact, I would have given mothers a 90-day guarantee. I'd have told them, hey, if your child acts up in any store within 90 days, bring them back. I will beat their ass for free. You have a nice day, ma'am. Have a nice day. Because my mother, I could not act up in a supermarket like I see these kids. I saw a little boy fall out in the middle of the aisle because his mother wouldn't buy him candy. She's reasoning with him. Timmy, get up. You'll get dirty, Timmy, if you don't get up. I'm thinking if that had been me down there, it would have been a reason for my mother to demonstrate why I shouldn't be down there by rolling that grocery cart back and forth over my body. till I realized candy's no good for me. Candy hurts. My mother would beat us in the supermarket. She would. She would actually take products off the shelves and beat us with them. So if you were going to act up, you strategically had to figure out which was the best aisle to do it in. Bread aisle, good idea. Soup aisle, not so good. My brother made that mistake. My mother started beating him with a can of Campbell's soup. She beat his ass, good. He can't eat soup today. It's sad, people, it's sad. One time, my mother hit me in the head with a bag of white flour. Oh, that's not funny. What is that? It hurt me. It hurt me. She hit me so hard, the bag busted wide open. It covered me white from head to toe. You know, that's the only way I got away from him, though. I started screaming some crazy black woman was beating up a poor white child. Security took her ass to jail. Next time, she outsmarted me, though. She hit me with whole wheat flour. I was lighter, but I wasn't white. Security walked on by. When I was a little kid, my mother used to say stuff to me that would just scare me into behaving. She didn't even have to touch me. She'd go, hey, you want me to slap you, stupid? Next, she'd be like, hey, do you want me to slap some sense into you? I'm sitting there thinking, if you hadn't just slapped me stupid 5 minutes ago, we'd be even right now. That's why when you get to be a teenager, and you got an old school mom, you rebel. You don't care what they say. That's why they don't come up with anything new and interesting to say. My mother uses those same tired phrases. Here's a favorite of hers. I'm sure you've heard it. Why, you're living under my roof. You are just going to have to live under my rules. Me and my brothers, we got so sick of hearing that, we chipped in and bought a new roof. And we told Mom, now you're living under our roof. And the rules have changed. You need to move your big behind up out of here. I'm serious. Oh, yeah, I was raised in a very strict household because my dad is a Pentecostal preacher. Very strict religion. I mean, we weren't allowed to go to the movies. We couldn't listen to popular music, and we sure couldn't shake our booty to it. Sometimes, people, I must admit, I felt like I was just a light bulb in a car away from being Amish. And the black Amish get no love in the hood. I want you to know that. None. And then I read about the Amish as I grew up, and I realized, boy, as restrictive as they are, they make the Pentecostal look like some partying people. Everything you do in real life, everyday life, is a sin to the Amish. You talk on the phone, that's a sin. You watch TV, it's a sin. They can't ride or drive in a car. Then I heard an Amish guy got hit and killed by a car. Is that not ironic? I mean, come on, that would be like a Jewish person accidentally being electrocuted by some Christmas lights. Or a Catholic choking on a condom. Irony is what I speak of. Irony. I can see the Catholics are out tonight. I felt that. Go to hell, bitch. Go to hell. I just felt that vibe. I don't know.